Jeremiah 32. In the 30th and 31st chapters, Jeremiah had foretold the preservation of the nation, the advent of the governor, the return from the north country, and the resurrection of the dead, concluding with the words, "The whole valley of the dead bodies and of the ashes, and all the fields unto the brook Kidron, unto the corner of the horse gate toward the east, shall be holy unto the Lord. It shall not be plucked up nor thrown down any more forever." Now he was to enact an allegory and buy a field in further testimony that God would cause their captivity to return. One of the outstanding features of the Bible is its doctrine of the purpose of God in relation to man and the question of land tenure. The land was created before man. Man is of the earth, earthy, and because of sin returns to his parent dust. Naturally, it is really not a question of man's possessing the land forever, but of the land's possessing man forever. The land is God's, and man, under the normal or abnormal conditions of sin and death, occupies the land but for a brief time and then sinks into its bosom forever. But spiritually it is otherwise, and the whole Bible illustrates the purpose of God in relation to the land and man upon it. We hear a good deal in the Bible about buying fields, and the first notable instance is that of Abraham's buying the field at Hebron, in which was the cave of Machpelah, where Sarah was buried, and at last Abraham himself, as well as Isaac, Rebekah, and Leah, and Jacob after them. This purchase was all the more remarkable since God had given all the land to Abraham for an everlasting possession, and Abraham believed this perfectly, looking for the resurrection of the dead, as is manifest from the offering of Isaac. The bought field and cave is a holy place unto this day, and the transaction was no doubt providentially controlled to secure this imperishable witness to the eternal inheritance. Further to the north, near Shechem, now Nablus, Jacob, with Abraham and Isaac, the holder of God's promise, bought a parcel of a field where he had spread his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. And he erected there an altar and called it El Elohi Israel. And this is the celebrated site of Jacob's well, where in after ages he sat, who is the altar, God, the God of Israel. The woman of Samaria, not knowing the gift of God and who it was that talked with her, asked if he was greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and was very soon convinced that he was a prophet. After the incident, he then and there spoke to the disciples of the harvest, in which Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets should inherit eternal life in their land, and Jeremiah among them. Under the law of Moses, before Israel entered into possession of the land under the old covenant, the same divine discrimination was made between temporal and eternal inheritance. In the 25th chapter of Leviticus, the law of the Sabbath of rest unto the land is given, and then follows the law of the Jubilee. The land shall not be sold forever, margin, for cutting off. For the land is mine, where ye are strangers and sojourners with me. If an Israelite became poor and sold his land, the equity of redemption belonged to any of his kin, according to the unexpired term of years to the Jubilee. That these things were a real foreshadowing of good things to come is evident from Leviticus 26, where after the denunciation of curses upon disobedience, it is said that the land should enjoy her Sabbaths, while Israel should be in captivity. But at last, if in the latter days they should confess their sin and the righteousness of God, then said God, I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. And so it is at this day that God has remembered the land, and the seed of Israel is beginning to return thither. Another striking allegorical buying of a field is found in the book of Ruth, where Boaz redeemed a field of land that was our brother Elimelech's. A nearer kinsman, declining the redemption, Boaz bought the field. Also Ruth the Moabitess to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And all the people that were in the gate and all the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that has come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which too did build the house of Israel. And do thou worthily in Ephratah and be famous in Bethlehem, and let thy house be like the house of Phares, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, for the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. And so it came to pass, for Ruth bore Obed, the father of Jesse, the father of David the king, of whom came the Christ out of the same city, Bethlehem Ephratah. Thou Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. All these things were before the prophet Jeremiah, though not in the convenient and compact form in which we possess them in our Bibles, and like the allegorical transaction in which he was now engaged, they all pointed forward to the restoration of which God had said, like as I have brought all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. Fields shall be bought in this land whereof ye say it is desolate. Without man or beast it is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Men shall buy fields for money and subscribe evidences and seal them and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin and in the places about Jerusalem and in the cities of Judah and in the cities of the mountains and in the cities of the valley and in the cities of the south. For I will cause their captivity to return, saith the Lord. This 32nd chapter opens with the statement that the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. The siege of Jerusalem was then in progress, and Jeremiah was shut up in the court of the prison, which was in the king of Judah's house. Zedekiah had imprisoned Jeremiah because he had foretold the fall of the city and the captivity of the king. Under such circumstances, the word of the Lord came to the prophet, saying, behold, Hanameel the son of Shallum, thine uncle, shall come unto thee, saying, buy thee my field that is in Anathoth, for the right of redemption is thine to buy it. And when Hanamel came, immediately came and made the request of which Jeremiah thus had divine notice, the prophet said, then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. So he bought the field that was in Anathoth for 17 shekels of silver, something less than 50 shillings of our money, a very small price, even after allowing for the greater value of money in those days. But who wants to buy fields in the neighborhood of a besieged city? But this was no ordinary transaction. The prophet says, so I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom and that which was open, and I gave the evidence of the purchase to Baruch, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the sight of Hanamel, mine uncle's son, and in the presence of the witnesses that subscribed the book of the purchase before all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison. And I charged Baruch before them, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, take these evidences, this evidence of the purchase, both which is sealed and this evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. The name Hanamel means the gracious gift of God. And this is the first mention of Baruch, the faithful amanuensis of the prophet. It will be observed that the sealing in question is contrasted with the open condition of the other evidence. And it is explained that the custom was to enclose a fair copy in some sort of envelope, perhaps of clay, and that this was held in reserve in case of any dispute. This evidence in an earthen vessel to continue many days always suggests that it may be in safekeeping somewhere underground to this day, and that it may be one of the finds that will confirm the word of the Lord in the latter days. The resurrection of the prophet himself is imminent, and it may be that his eternal life inheritance in the land may have to do with that same field where once he witnessed these sad doings. Under the new allotment of the land in the kingdom of God, in Ezekiel 47, it appears that Anathoth falls in the holy portion of the sons of Zadok. It will be sweet for the prophet to awake and behold and to inherit eternal life upon the scene of his ancient sufferings. But all these things are more easily contemplated in the quiet of the study than in the court of the prison in the king's house. And the prophet was a man of like passions with ourselves. And this is touchingly brought out in the prayer recorded in this 32nd chapter, in which Jeremiah acknowledges the righteousness of God and confesses the wickedness of Israel, and in effect almost asks of God the meaning of the transaction that has just taken place. And the comforting answer of God is given in the last half of this 32nd chapter, commencing with verse 26. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And the word of the Lord went on to say that the judgments of God should certainly come, and the city Jerusalem be given into captivity, But at last, God would regather his people, make with them an everlasting covenant, and plant them in the land, assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. And the chapter concludes with the passage already quoted, to the effect that fields should be bought once more in the land. For, said God, I will cause their captivity to return. It is now just about seven times since Jerusalem fell before Nebuchadnezzar, and after a manner, fields are beginning to be bought in the land of Palestine. The Jewish heavens and earth are showing signs of revival, and the times of the Gentiles are running out with ominous signs of the passing away of their heavens and earth, like a scroll. The Spirit of Christ in the psalm spoke things which were written for the generation to come. Psalm 102. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. For thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. And the children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. Our Lord himself was taken from prison and from judgment in Jerusalem. Jeremiah was indeed a type of Christ in this respect. And just as Jesus awoke and beheld in Jerusalem, so presently will Jeremiah, when the word of the Lord of this chapter is finally fulfilled.